This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, PSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
A rousing first segment, I must say, Limits. And the callers have responded. The basic theme is the Steelers open next Thursday. It's redemption time. If it's ever going to happen, you think it might be this year. It has to be this year, I should say, for Aaron Rodgers. When will it happen for Tomlin? They're both sort of in the same boat, sailing off here into the 2025 football season, trying to do something really, each of them, that's never been done before. Tomlin, to arrive in a place to great success, stay there forever, fade away, and then restore that success. And Aaron Rodgers trying to become a winning, big-time 42-year-old quarterback. Only Tom Brady's done that. Can they do it together? Your level of belief in that happening, one of the most unlikely football stories ever told. When I was a kid, Limits, I read a book called Strange But True Football Stories. Read it over and over again.
Over and over again, late at night with your reading light.
Exactly. Yeah, that's exactly how I did it. And they were great stories. The greatest comebacks ever. Jim Marshall's wrong way run. Tom Dempsey kicking a 63-yard field goal. He was born with half a foot, so he had a plate in his foot. And he was. Have you heard of him? Tom
Dempsey? No,
I've not. Hit what was then the record, a 63. All of that stuff. This would have to be added to Strange But True Football Stories. The fading coach and the fading quarterback together, a last stand for the quarterback. And, well, that's our next question. They have success together. What would be a success? How would you define a success? Is it simply winning a playoff game? For me, it would. I'm going to sit here right now. What's the date today, Limits?
July 17th, 2025.
I knew the year. July 17th. And say that if, regardless of how they get there, if Mike Tomlin and Aaron Rodgers win a playoff game together, that is a successful season. Do you agree?
I do, but I want to push the envelope a little bit more to two playoff games and they get to the AFC Championship game. I want to push the envelope, but
they haven't won
a playoff game in 8 years.
They haven't won a playoff game since Mulsey had hair.
Right.
I'll take a playoff win now.
It's just unfortunate because our expectations are just so dang low for them right now. Where winning a playoff game is considered a success. Winning a playoff game should never be considered a success for an organization.
I'm almost
like the
ready to say just being competitive in one will be good enough for me, but I'm not going to say that because they haven't been truly competitive in one since that day in Kansas City when Antonio Brown went Facebook Live after the game.
Didn't they not score a touchdown in that game? It was all Boswell.
They didn't score
field goals.
A touchdown. You're right about that.
Boswell kicked, what, five or six field goals?
And they got a holding call. It was Fisher.
Yeah.
On James Harrison.
The number one overall pick, Eric Fisher.
Or who knows what happens that day. And then their last playoff win would have been Matt Moore. But I always, if you win, you win. They deserve credit for going into a tough place in Kansas City and winning that game. They do. But they haven't been competitive in one since. 412 928-9370. What is your belief level that this will happen this year? And how do you define success for the Steelers? A week from today, the first practices. Let's hit the lines, Wonder Twin.
All right, Joe, let's start with Kyle. He is in Pittsburgh. He wants to talk about the Steelers.
Hey, Kyle.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good, you?
I'd be better if the Steelers weren't garbage. I got a better chance of beating Tiger Woods in nine holes than the Steelers being good this year. I'm perpetually optimistic, except for this.
Here's the one thing I would say, is that I actually think they're improved at virtually every position except quarterback, where I think they're the same. And that, to me, is the big problem, obviously. But I still think they're good enough to have a winning season. In fact, I think in a lot of ways they've improved from last year. Now, does that mean I think, like, the secondary, I think, is going to be better? Does that mean I think it's good necessarily or really good? No, I don't. I just think better than last year. That's the weird thing. So when you say they're garbage, I don't really agree with that. I think they'll still... you know, remain, they'll stay in the house they bought in the land of high-end mediocrity. That's where they live.
And that's the problem, too, is that, you know, we're in this football purgatory where we go 500+, we get a mid-range draft pick. We never really get a rebuild like the Bengals did when they were so bad for so long, and they got their quarterback, and they got a new coach, and they got all these things that you need to rebuild. We haven't had that opportunity we've been so mediocre for so long.
We've talked about that so many times, and you're right. You're right about that. I mean, the Houston Texans have won playoff games with two different coaches since Mike Tomlin's even been competitive in one playoff game. Think about that for a second, if you would, Limits. Perhaps even a minute, you'd like.
Yeah, what? Bill O'Brien and D'Amico Ryan?
Yes.
Deshaun Watson has won a playoff game more recently than Mike Tomlin.
Next.
Let's go to Matt. He's in Canonsburg.
What's up,
Good
Matt?
Good morning, everybody. Good morning, Joe. So I'll pose this question to you before I get my comment on Tomlin and the Steelers.
Yeah.
If Mike Tomlin was head coach of the Kansas City Chiefs, how many Bowls would he have won?
You're cutting in and out on me. So you said if Tomlin was coach of the Chiefs, how many Super Bowls would they have won?
Yeah.
We had this discussion in a different form one day. I think we stole it from the PM show. If Patrick Mahomes had been on the Steelers all these years, now I know that's not the whole Chiefs roster, I do get that. But if Mahomes had been on the Steelers all these years, how many Super Bowls would he have won? None. That's how many. The Steelers would have ruined him with their offensive philosophy, with their offensive coaches. I mean, look at what has happened here. Offense, would Matt Canada have been his offensive coordinator or somebody like that? Randy Fichtner? I don't know. I don't know what would have happened. I don't think Tomlin would be winning Super Bowls in Kansas City. I don't. Part of what makes Andy Reid who he is quarterback identification and development. They identified Patrick Mahomes as the guy. They already had Alex Smith. Mike Tomlin would probably love Alex Smith. Low turnovers, keeps us in games. We win him 13-11. I don't know that he would have thought he needed a quarterback. Andy Reid knew he did. They went out and identified Patrick Mahomes, traded up to get Patrick Mahomes, got him, developed him for a whole year, and then put him in the lineup. That's a big part of what makes Andy Reid who he is.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
be an artist,
be an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer. Plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Next.
Here's Dave in Delmont. What's going on, Dave?
Hey, Dave.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Hey, Joe, I agree with you everything about Tom except for one thing. He's not fading. He has faded. I called in 4 or 5 years ago and said that the Pittsburgh Steelers are not going to win anything when you have a coach like that, a coach that hires Matt Canada, who right now is running the offense for a high school team in West Virginia.
Is that right?
Nobody will hire him. No, but it sounded
okay.
Good.
Oh,
but anyway,
yeah.
What I'm saying is he's a horrible coach. And he,
well,
no
you
matter
can't
what
yeah,
you
see
do
that.
There,
that's where you lose me. Is when you say horrible. I mean, you have to be realistic about it. Yes, he has faded. I agree with that. He's borderline top 10. But still, I'll say.
But what coach gets blown out in every playoff game that you play?
I hear you. That's why he's like his team in a place of, I'll call it again, high-end mediocrity. But it's still mediocre. Yeah. Mediocre is different than terrible.
Two quick things. One, I didn't mean to wind you up on Monday when you just came back from vacation.
Why? What did you say? I don't remember. Was he the guy who said...
We were talking about Koch and Polamalu, and you were getting excited. It was pretty funny.
Yeah, I do
and
remember.
And then,
that.
Two, why do you argue with Limits when he agrees with you and you still argue with him? That's good radio, though. I love it.
Just
thanks
cause
for
it's,
taking my call.
You're welcome, because it's fun. Next.
Yeah, we know it's fun.
Let's argue when you agree with me, even?
I don't know. We have fun all the time.
No, we don't. There's a lot of hostility in here.
Yeah, there can be. But in the very end, we come together and we hug it out and we move along to Adam and Mars.
Hey, Adam.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Sure.
Before I get to my opinion on the Steelers here, if you guys mentioned this already, I apologize, but I have a fun trivia question for you. This is another coach to win a playoff game since the last time Mike Tomlin has. So if you remember when the Browns beat the Steelers
in the
COVID year, Kevin Stefanski was at home because he had contracted COVID-19.
You're right. So officially,
so
I don't know.
Who was the acting head coach to win that
Limits.
Game against Mike Tomlin?
Who was the acting?
I know who it is, but I won't tell you.
I know. Well, you will after we try to guess, I hope. Limits, who was the acting head coach for the Browns that day? Wrong.
I'll give you a hint.
Yeah.
Same first name as Coach Tomlin.
Oh.
Mike.
Was it Mike Vrabel?
Oh, I know who it was. I know who it was.
Just throwing
it's,
out
it's, Mike. It's the guy who used to work for the Jets, right? Who was it?
Mike worked for the Jets.
Mike Tannenbaum.
Mike Tannenbaum. That's the first name.
You ready?
Now, hold on. Before you answer the question.
Mike Mularkey?
Does this guy get credit for that win, or does Stefanski?
He's in the Pro Football Hall of Fame for being the first acting head coach, so take that for what it's worth to win a playoff game.
Holy bird milk. Tell me what his title was with the Browns.
I can't even find it. I think he was the special
Mike Pettine. Mike Pettine. Pettine. Pettine.
You're close, Mike Pettine.
No, you're close, but that's not it.
What is it?
You guys ready?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mike Pryfer.
Pryfer?
Yes.
I would never have gotten that.
What?
And it wasn't even that long ago.
I had to look it up, too. But Mike Pryfer has won a playoff game more recently than Mike Tomlin.
That's actually pretty good. Mike Pryfer.
Mike Pryfer.
I don't even know
if he's in the NFL anymore. Let me see.
He was born in August of 66, Limits. Do you remember that?
No,
he's
I wasn't alive.
My God. He's coordinator for the North Carolina Tar Heels right now.
He's coaching it with Belichick.
Why would he make him the head coach that day?
He served
as acting. That's an unbelievable question, and I'm very proud of you for asking it. Thanks for the call.
I'm looking at this story from CBS Sports from February.
He got outcoached by Mike Pryfer.
Browns supplier Mike Pryfer, who served as head coach for team's only playoff win of last 28 years.
Wait a second. Did he go on profootballreference.com yet again and look up Mike Pryfer's coaching record? Does he get credit for that win? Limits?
Yeah, it clearly does.
Well, how do you know until you look it up? You couldn't possibly know that.
Because this CBS Sports story just mentioned it. And Pro Football History says that he was a football coach who is credited he became the first active head coach in NFL history to win a playoff game. That's according to the Pro Football Hall of Fame.
Go on his record and look to make sure it's official.
I was looking at the Hall of Fame website. That's
I don't care about
official.
The Hall. No, it's not. Mm. He also served as their acting head coach in 21 in week 15 against the Raiders when Stefanski got COVID again. And he lost that one 16-14. Mike Pryfer has a playoff win. Make sure you look that up, Limits. Let's continue this conversation.
Yeah, we still have a lot of people on the line.
With an emphasis on the part about how you define success for Rodgers and Tomlin.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.